Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Evangelist Dale Crowley Jr. will join me at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Dale has a lot of things to say to the rest of us. If you're not familiar with him, you need to be. He has, among other things, a website that you can find at www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. This site, of course, is something that the American Free Press has reported on from time to time, telling us that Dale Crowley has discovered himself as one who has been gagged. He was on WFAX 1220 AM radio in the Washington, D.C. area for the last 20 years, found ultimately that his criticisms of Israel and Schofield-referenced Bible dispensationalism finally had him put off the air on WFAX 1220 AM radio for all the usual reasons, pertaining to press censorship and religious censorship of anyone who is not on board with the Zionist line. Dale Crowley, of course, is a well-respected voice in the Protestant evangelical right who is not a devotee of the cult of Israel, Schofield dispensationalism, or any of the things that relate to this present war on terror in the Middle East. So Dale will be with us in about 1 hour from now, and that will be a very, very interesting show. Of course, you will find him every once in a while in the American Free Press. He has been a voice for truth and for freedom for a very, very, very long time, and I know that you'll enjoy listening to him again. He has a book out, by the way, that you can get through the American Free Press. We will say more about that one after the break. Have a number of interesting things going on in the news. One thing that is well worth your time to take a look at is the Jose Padilla trial. The BBC tells us today that U.S. citizen Jose Padilla was an al-Qaeda trained terrorist who planned attacks abroad, according to the prosecution. The prosecution is now closing up its arguments at his Miami trial. Mr. Padilla and two co-defendants, according to the BBC, are accused of supporting extremists and conspiring to kill people overseas. The men deny the charges, and their lawyers, who are due to continue their closing statements on Tuesday, say the case against them is speculation. Mr. Padilla was held in a military jail without charge for over 3 years. The jury is expected to start its deliberations this week in the case against Padilla and his co-defendants, Lebanese-born Palestinian Adham Amin Hassoun and Jordanian-born Kifa Wael Jayousi. It is alleged that they conspired to kill people in Afghanistan, Chechnya, Bosnia, and other countries from 1993 to 2001. Wrapping up the prosecution's case on Monday, U.S. Attorney Brian Fraser called Jose Padilla a star recruit of a U.S.-based terrorism cell that included all three defendants. Mr. Padilla went to an al-Qaeda training camp in Afghanistan, quote, to learn how to murder, kidnap, and maim, unquote. The chief evidence against Padilla was what the prosecution called an al-Qaeda application form that was bearing his fingerprints and date of birth that was found in Afghanistan. The defense has suggested that Mr. Padilla handled the document once he was in custody. This will be a very, very interesting case to watch. The closing arguments are in the process of being made today. The case will probably be in the hands of the jury later in the week. Perhaps the most interesting thing about this article, according to the BBC, is that Mr. Padilla was held in a military jail without charge for over 3 years. The whole business of the suspension of habeas corpus, this is at the rock-bottom truth as to what has gone on in the Padilla trial, and he is a U.S. citizen, by the way. So this is something, of course, that could pertain to you or to me. How much longer will we see these kinds of suspensions of habeas corpus? How long does it take before you actually get a jury trial? Dale Crowley joins us at 8 o'clock this morning. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Christian evangelist Dale Crowley, Jr. will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. He has a book out that you can buy through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. We'll say more about that when Dale actually comes on the show. But he's an interesting guy. I've known of him for years. He has written things that have appeared in the Lutheran Christian News related to Zionism and Schofield dispensationalism and so forth. And at one time, for over 20 years, he was a radio broadcast host at WFAX 1220 AM radio in the Washington, D.C. area. He finally had his show taken off the air simply because he was providing a perspective on Israel and Zionism that was not the one that the establishment wanted. So there was a tremendous amount of pressure being put upon WFAX 1220 AM radio in Washington, D.C. to get Dale off the air. They finally succeeded in doing so. You can find his website, by the way, at www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. Crowleysfocusonisrael.com. It is well worth your time to take a look at that thing. And as you go through it, you will see that Dale Crowley has been involved in the truth movement for a much longer period of time than I have been. And it's kind of fascinating about how great minds work together, because I had been wanting to find Dale for quite a long time. And lo and behold, it occurred to me one day that I ought to talk to Chris Petherick at AFP to see if he had Dale's contact information. Had not gotten around to that. And lo and behold, yesterday, I get a note from Christopher Petherick of the American Free Press asking me if I'd be interested in having Dale on the show. So was absolutely just what the doctor ordered. So I called Dale Crowley, and he said, sure, I've got a couple of hours available tomorrow. So you will hear from him in about 1 hour from now. You know, every once in a while, folks, there's something of great import in corporate media, which is why I continue to look at it. I know a lot of our listeners and some of our hosts don't read corporate American newspapers. I do try to look at them with some frequency on a scanning basis, because every once in a while there's something that's there that's absolutely pivotal. Here's one from yesterday's Financial Times, dated August 14th, 2007. The title of the piece is Learn from the Fall of Ancient Rome, Official Warns U.S. Jeremy Grant, who is the correspondent of the Financial Times in Washington, says that the U.S. government is on a quote-unquote burning platform of unsustainable policies and practices, with fiscal deficits, chronic health care underfunding, immigration, and overseas military commitments threatening a crisis if action is not taken soon, the country's top government inspector is warned. David Walker, Comptroller General of the United States, issued the unusually downbeat assessment of his country's future in a report that lays out what he called, quote, chilling long-term simulations, unquote. These include, quote, dramatic tax rises, unquote, slashed government services, and the large-scale dumping by foreign governments of holdings of U.S. debt. Drawing parallels with the end of the Roman Empire, Mr. Walker warned that there were striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, including declining moral values, quote, unquote, political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government. That's a direct quote from David Walker, the Comptroller General of the U.S. Sound familiar, Mr. Walker said? In my view, it's time to learn from history and take steps to ensure the American Republic is the first to stand the test of time. Mr. Walker's views carry weight, according to the Financial Times, because he is a nonpartisan figure in charge of the Government Accountability Office, often described as the investigative arm of the U.S. Congress. While most of its studies are commissioned by legislators, about 10%, such as the one containing his latest warnings, are initiated by the Comptroller General himself. In an interview with the Financial Times, Mr. Walker said he had mentioned some of the issues before, but now wanted to turn up the volume. Some of them were too sensitive for others in government to, quote, have their name associated with, unquote. Quote, I'm trying to sound an alarm and issue a wake-up call, he said. As Comptroller General, I've got an ability to look longer range and take on issues that others may be hesitant, and in many cases may not be in a position to take on. One of the great concerns is obviously we are a great country, but we face major sustainability challenges that we are not taking seriously enough, he said. He was appointed during the Clinton administration to the post, which carries a 15-year term. The fiscal imbalance meant that the United States was, quote, on a path toward an explosion of debt, with the looming retirement of baby boomers, spiraling health care costs, plummeting savings rates, and increasing reliance on foreign lenders, we face unprecedented financial risks, said Mr. Walker, a former senior executive at PwC auditing firm. Current U.S. policy on education, energy, the environment, immigration, and Iraq was on a, quote, unsustainable path, unquote. Quote, our very prosperity is placing greater demands on our physical infrastructure. Billions of dollars will be needed to modernize everything from highways and airports to water and sewage systems. The recent bridge collapse in Minneapolis was a sobering wake-up call, unquote. The federal government was, quote, on autopilot, unquote, tending to fund entitlement and social programs in perpetuity, regardless of whether they were still efficient or relevant. Definitions used to assess whether people were entitled to government benefits were also out of date. Mr. Walker cited disability as an example, saying that the concept had not been updated since it was originally defined in the 1940s based upon a person's physical disabilities. Quote, "More and more people are becoming disabled through mental impairments rather than physical, and they are staying on the payment rolls longer," unquote, he said. The timing of Walker's warnings, coming as the next U.S. presidential election is getting into gear, appears to be no coincidence. Mr. Walker said he had already talked with some would-be presidential candidates from both parties, although he declined to name who. By next spring, when the field is expected to have narrowed, he would offer to meet the remaining candidates to brief them on the issues. Quote, "They need to make fiscal responsibility and intergenerational equity one of their top priorities. If they do, I think we have a chance to turn this around. But if they don't, I think the risk of a serious crisis rises considerably," unquote. Folks, that is coming to us from David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States. He speaks of chilling long-term simulations, including dramatic tax rises, slashed government services, and the large-scale dumping by foreign governments of holdings of U.S. debt. He's talking about a debt level that is on an unsustainable path. He's talking about the catastrophe of the Iraq War. He's speaking about an overextension of military empire. He's talking about a collapse of government infrastructure. The title of this, again, from the Financial Times yesterday, is "Learn from the Fall of Ancient Rome," official warns U.S. I'm going to read this one paragraph one more time because, again, this is the Comptroller General of the United States talking. This is not Mark Dankoff talking. It's not Michael Collins Piper or Mark Glenn. It's not Father John Martinez, and it's not Greg Felton. This is the Comptroller General of the United States talking about the fact that we are on a quote-unquote burning platform. Burning platform. Ever been on a burning platform? You got to jump off of it, or you have to get the fire put out very, very quickly. Once again, drawing parallels with the end of the Roman Empire, Mr. Walker warned that there were striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, including, quote, "declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government," unquote. Now, at the end of this piece, there is the actual GAO report that you can find online. It's a PDF file. I think what I'll try to do today is bring that up on my own computer screen and then make sure that I include this as a part of the show description so that when we put this up at RBN, those of you interested in this actual report can take a look at it. Because I know that most of you do not get a chance to look at the Financial Times. I'll try to be sure to do that for you in the next few hours so that we can collectively read this thing and see what's in it. David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, is saying that we are on a burning platform and that we are going the same way that the Roman Empire did. You know, he talks about here something that he doesn't use the term, but he uses the idea. Kevin Phillips, if you take a look at the book American Theocracy, I have reviewed that book. You can find it at markdankoff.com, the review. One of the things that struck me when I read Phillips' book, and I've made reference to it before on this show, is the doctrine of American exceptionalism. The notion on the part of many that America is the exception to all of the axioms and laws that have governed every empire that has risen and every empire that has fallen. And in this particular case, isn't it interesting that Mr. Walker is truly at least hoping that we are the exception to the rule in regard to what destroyed Rome and Babylon and Medo-Persia and Greece and Israel and Judah? When you look at this whole thing, he says, boy, I tell you, he said, I sure hope, says David Walker, that we can take steps to ensure that the American Republic is the first to stand the test of time. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley joins me at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Evangelist Dale Crowley Jr. joins us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. His website is www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. That's www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. Dale Crowley, of course, was on WFAX 1220 AM radio in the Washington, D.C. area for the last 20 years. And subsequently found himself being bounced because he was not toeing the line on Zionism and Israel and the Scofield Reference Bible. I'm aware of Dale because for years I would read his work in Herman Otten's Christian News, the Orthodox Lutheran Weekly, and I wanted to talk to Dale Crowley for a very, very long period of time, but just never got around to making the contact. And lo and behold, yesterday, Chris Petherick at AFP wrote and said, "Hey, Mark, can you get Dale Crowley on your show?" And I said, by all means, I've been wanting to do that for a very long period of time. Christopher Petherick took the initiative to give me the telephone number. I called Dale, and lo and behold, we have him for this morning for 2 hours. And Dale Crowley said to me, boy, I don't know if I can really be that interesting for your listeners for 2 hours. And I said, Dale, one, we have quite a few commercial interruptions. That's number one. Number two, you're one of the people out there that I know can sustain a show for 2 hours with your background and your experiences, both as a radio host as well as what you've been through. People need to hear you. They read you at the American Free Press, which, by the way, you can obtain at 1-888-699-NEWS. But they need to become more acquainted with you as far as hearing your voice, listening to your heart, having you speak to the rest of us in regard to what this battle has really been like. So, folks, that's the value of the Republic Broadcasting Network, is that we are bringing to you, not only around the world, but right here in San Antonio, Texas, the home, unfortunately, of John Hagee of Cornerstone Church and Christians United for Israel, the words of Dale Crowley as the alternative. WFAX 1220 AM in Washington, D.C. has not been interested in promoting the truth. The Christian right and many of its radio stations are now run by consortiums like Salem Communications. And, of course, Mary Starrett was on the show the other day. Mary is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party. She lost a position at KPDQ up in Portland because she was talking openly about 9/11 and what she thought was behind it. And Mary has been quite open about her feelings where Israel is concerned, at least saying to me, yeah, Mark, you can make a real case for the fact that they are driving our foreign policy. Not everybody in the Constitution Party has been talking along those lines. Mary Starrett, I thought, was one of the most refreshing people I've chatted with in the CP for a very long, long, long time. And she's saying the sorts of things about her own experience, long time experience in talk radio, that Dale Crowley has also been through. So Dale will be on with us at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time. By the way, Greg Felton is, of course, with me on Mondays. He has written The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Has Consumed America. I've just seen some of the latest statistics for Greg Felton's book at Amazon, and it's doing very, very well. If you go to certain divisions, for example, Politics in General, out of 130,616 books that they're presently offering, The Host and the Parasite is already standing at 102nd in the rankings. If you go to International and then Relations, out of 47,540 offerings, The Host and the Parasite is all the way up to 32nd. If you look at Political Science and International Institutions, out of 3,746 books presently being offered by Amazon, Greg's book stands fifth. And if you look at Social Sciences, Political Science, Systems of Government, out of the 9,304 books that are there, The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Has Consumed America, is standing number five. Number five. Folks, this is absolutely encouraging, because I think Greg Felton is a top-notch guy. You can find him, of course, at www.gregfelton.com. You can hear him Monday after Monday after Monday on this show. I knew when I found his book and when I found this guy that he was something special. And while Greg and I do not agree on every issue, obviously, and I am more closely identified with the American populist right and with the Orthodox Christian right than Greg Felton, clearly. Nonetheless, he's a great analyst, and when it comes to things related to Zionism and Israel and the Middle East, he is one of the key people out there who is saying all of the right things. Plus the fact he's just a delightful guy. I enjoy chatting with him on the telephone, swapping emails with him. Get a copy of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. That's Carol Adler's company in Arizona. And we'll be back with Dale Crowley at 8 o'clock. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Evangelist Dale Crowley, Jr. joins me at 8 o'clock this morning. He is probably the foremost voice that I am aware of on the Protestant evangelical right who has stood against Israel and against Zionism for biblical reasons. And Dale has been through the fire in regard to what that can cost you. If you want to go back to his 20-year career as a radio host at WFAX 1220 AM in Washington, you'll discover that he reached a point where the president and general manager of that station, WFAX, terminated what was Dale Crowley's Saturday morning broadcast entitled Focus on Israel. Was not even given the opportunity to say goodbye to his longtime listeners. The program was canceled by the WFAX management because supporters of Israel had complained to the radio station about Crowley's criticisms of Israel. This is a fascinating topic because I think it underscores what Mary Starrett was talking about the other day on this show, and that is that when it comes to certain things, so-called Christian radio, particularly the Christian radio that is owned by the corporate consortiums, can be perilously similar, if not identical, to the kinds of things going on in corporate media that is considered to be mainstream. When it comes to supporting George W. Bush, when it comes to supporting the war, when it comes to the whole question of Israel and Zionism. So let's take a look at Dale Crowley today, folks. You will not be at all sorry that you have listened to this broadcast. He is quite a fellow, and he'll be on for 2 hours from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Central Time. Been talking a little bit about this whole issue in yesterday's London Financial Times of August 14th, Tuesday. Learn from the fall of ancient Rome, an official warns the United States. Jeremy Grant writes the article. He says that David Walker, the Comptroller General of the U.S., has issued an unusually downbeat assessment of his country's future in a report that lays out what he called, quote, chilling long-term simulations, unquote. Walker, as we noted earlier in the broadcast, says that there are striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, including, quote, declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government, unquote. He says that the federal government is on autopilot. He says we're on an unsustainable path, that we are standing on a burning platform. The fiscal imbalance indicates that the U.S. is on a path toward, quote, an explosion of debt, unquote. And he indicates that he has taken these positions publicly because he is in a position to speak where others may not be. He goes on to say that he's talked with some of the would-be presidential candidates from both parties, although he declined to name who. And then, of course, the GAO report, a URL leading to it, is listed there, and I'm going to try and get this in the show description so that those of you who want to read what is said in great detail will have an opportunity to do that. And as I mentioned, this could have been Greg Felton doing our Monday analysis for us, talking about debt, talking about overextension of empire, talking about the collapse of domestic infrastructure, as that has been epitomized by what happened in Minneapolis some days ago. Clearly, folks, clearly we are on a collision course with disaster. And when the Comptroller General of the United States talks this way, I think we need to listen. And we need to ask the question as to why none of the presidential candidates in either party, with the exception of one, Ron Paul, is talking about any of this. Where are the rest of them? The rest of them are rhetorically fiddling while Rome burns. We're standing on a burning platform, folks. This is serious, serious business. We will watch it in the days ahead. Ted Pike sends me something today, an alert entitled The Star of David Rising, written by Harmony Grant, who works for Ted, of course. I'd like to read a little bit of this post because it puts into perspective what is part and parcel of the larger problem. Quote, they won't allow Bibles in schools, but if it was a Koran or anything else, it'd be fine, unquote. A repairman named Chris recently complained to Harmony Grant. In my left-wing city, Harmony says, I regularly encounter other conservatives who are eager to vent about the dominant liberalism in education, media, and culture. Disgusted, Christ retold how a 23-year-old university student faces prison time for flushing a Quran down a toilet. The student could be jailed for his, quote, hate crime, unquote. Meanwhile, artists win praise for suspending a crucifix in urine or displaying a naked, anatomically correct Jesus made of chocolate. How did we get here? How did our culture plummet from public school primers of wholesome Bible stories to a society that purges crosses, Ten Commandment plaques, and Christian evangelism from public view? For 60 years, says Harmony Grant, militant advocacy groups worked to establish the myth that, quote, separation of church and state, unquote, is a constitutional guarantee of freedom from religion. Jewish activists especially prevail in movements and organizations that strip Christianity from public life. But as Judaism and Zionism both gain political and social power, a huge double standard emerges. As Chris the repairman pointed out, not all religions are treated like bird flu. Some are given special legal protection and social power that rises as Christian influence declines. In countries including Canada, England, and Australia, hate crime laws are used to silence critics of Islam and Judaism. Socially as well as legally, public criticism of Judaism is forbidden as anti-Semitism under hate crimes bureaucracies. In contrast, Christ and his followers are routinely held up to mockery and virulent criticism with no protection. The U.S. Supreme Court, in its 1980 landmark ruling, says Harmony Grant, established that an 18-foot Jewish menorah displayed at a downtown Pittsburgh County courthouse did not violate church-state separation, while a nativity scene did. The menorah was permitted, while the Christian symbol was removed. Like so many times before, the Jewish-dominated ACLU had prevailed. The state of California recently provided another example of the Jewish star overshadowing the cross. California, one of our bluest and most radical states, has long censored Christian expression. In May, a court ordered San Diego to remove the white cross rising from Mount Soledad, another victory for the ACLU. A government employee of California was told he couldn't pray with clients and needed to hide his Bible in a drawer. His appeal was rejected by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. His attorney pointed out the double standard, quote, there are government employees who are flagrantly demonstrative in regard to their sexual orientation. It's inequality to say employees of faith don't have that same right to exhibit who they are as Christians. In Oakland, California, two Christian women were recently censored for the quote-unquote hate speech of promoting the quote natural family unquote in their workplace in response to homosexual activism. Given California's history of ardent secularism, citizens of Palo Alto were outraged to hear that Jewish residents wanted to use public space to create an Eruv, a sacred Sabbath space for Orthodox Jews. Since 1999, Palo Alto citizens successfully blocked construction. Last month, city bureaucrats approved the Eruv without holding any more public hearings. The Jewish Daily Forward says, quote, many of the Eruv's old opponents didn't know it was an issue again until local newspapers reported it as a done deal, unquote. The Jewish Forward comments, quote, the situation in Palo Alto is illuminating because it's taking place in one of America's most famous university communities with all the secular and sometimes anti-religious sentiments that come with it, unquote. Of course, says Harmony Grant, the Jewish Daily says nothing about the conclusions we can draw from this illumination. The Palo Alto event is evidence of a counterintuitive and unspoken truth. Christians outnumber Jews in the United States, but Jewish influence far outstrips Christian influence in the opinion and even policy-making sectors. Jewish activists have used the currency of Holocaust blame to advance an ultra-liberal agenda with which most Americans strongly disagree. Shielded from criticism, they work to purge Christian religion from public life. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith seeks to actually criminalize Christian hate speech through a federal hate crimes law. In fact, no one mixes synagogue and state as thoroughly as does the ADL. As the civil liberties branch of a Jewish religious organization, B'nai B'rith International, ADL, wields federal authority to teach its twisted definitions of hate and hate crimes to the U.S. Justice Department, the FBI, and all police in America. Rabbi Arnold Reznikoff, a Jewish activist and the Navy's chief ethical consultant, recently established new anti-Christian rules for the Navy. The Navy subsequently disgraced and discharged a Christian chaplain, Gordon Klingenschmidt, for praying, quote, in Jesus' name, unquote, at a public ceremony. Just 2 years before, an $8 million three-story Jewish chapel and learning center was built on naval grounds, the first U.S. military building ever adorned with a Jewish star on its outer walls. A 12-foot-high Star of David illuminates the interior. If a privately funded $8 million Christian chapel and learning center were built on a Navy base, you can imagine the protest. Judge Roy Moore's Ten Commandments were stripped from the courthouse walls, primarily as a result of a suit by the ACLU and another Jewish, quote-unquote, civil liberties organization, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yet, a Star of David is plastered proudly on this building on tax-supported property. Liberal Jews attacked the Christian chaplain's use of government property to honor Jesus' name, but they offered no church-state objection about Jewish religious use of public property. Concerning the Jewish chapel, the president of Friends of the Jewish Chapel unabashedly told the Washington Post, quote, this is a national shrine. To us, it is the end of the beginning, unquote. The beginning of what, says Harmony Grant? Jews composed just 1.5% of the American population, and until the 1980s, only 1% of the Naval Academy. Yet this tiny minority commands the social power to erect a national shrine, quote-unquote. The new Navy Chapel is vividly symbolic of the Christ-displacing use of Zionist Judaism in our national culture, legal system, and foreign policy. That's Harmony Grant today speaking for Ted Pike at truthtellers.org. Folks, I think you can see the way things are going as you go through this piece that Harmony has distributed nationwide today. She writes and edits for the National Prayer Network. You can again find them at truthtellers.org. It is very important that we watch what the National Prayer Network is putting out in this whole business of hate crimes. If you watch what's happened in Canada, if you watch what's happened in Europe, it's now happening in the United States. End of story. And if this hate crimes legislation should pass in the United States Senate, if Mr. Bush should somehow be coerced or encouraged to sign it, we are in trouble. We are in trouble. You know, basically, this is what we were told yesterday when we were talking with Dr. Paul Cameron of the Family Research Institute, FRI. Paul, of course, is well noted for his analysis of homosexuality that does not meet the litmus test of the American Psychological Association and groups like that one, who try to bring the left-wing agenda very successfully into play in the professional organizations. You see this with the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, certainly the American Bar Association is another aspect of this very, very evil phenomenon. It's now creeping into what we see in the medical world as well. Political orthodoxy of the far left making itself felt in all of these ways to bring to us the Zionist Jewish culture and to have it stuffed down our throats legally, and to have people who are trying to speak the truth in love ostracized personally and professionally and politically and economically. Ted Pike could tell you about it. Dale Crowley could tell you about it. Mike Piper and Mark Lind could tell you about it. Hesham Talawi could speak the truth in regard to what these folks are capable of doing. And, of course, Dr. Paul Cameron is just the latest example of someone who has been victimized by this whole business. Paul was speaking to us about some things yesterday that I think in composite picture underscore what the Comptroller General of the United States did not say in the Financial Times yesterday when he was comparing this country to ancient Rome. David Walker, the Comptroller General of the U.S., was certainly speaking the truth in what he did say. He says that there are striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, including, once again, quote, declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government. What Mr. Walker did not say, and what many of these other people are telling us, is that the common thread behind those policies, provably, is the Zionist Jewish element in this country. Who's behind the present policy that we have in the Middle East? Look at the Project for a New American Century to see the truth of that. Who is behind the overextension of this country in regard to the interest rates that we are paying central bankers? Who is involved in promoting declining moral values and political civility at home? Doesn't that add up to what we've been talking about on this show time and time again? Who are the real people that have us in this situation? David Walker does not speak of this yesterday for very, very obvious reasons in what he did release to the Financial Times. We need to put in the blanks and fill in the blanks and cross the T's, dot the I's, and put the periods into the individual sentences and paragraphs, folks, so that we have the larger picture. It doesn't take a real genius once you're talking with some of the inside sources to figure out what's going on. It then behooves us to warn our family members and friends while there is yet time. One of the folks that I think I have a wonderful amount of respect for is Chuck Carlson. If you look at We Hold These Truths at WHTT.org, he's got some new posts, including something that comes to us today from an Israeli source. that's not in the Washington Post or the New York Times or the Financial Times of London today. Why? For all the obvious reasons. If you go to the Debka file, which is an Israeli source, you can go to it online, Debka Net Weekly's Iran sources reveal that they have hatched a plan to replace the vacillating figure in Damascus with a puppet at their beck and call, modeled on Hezbollah's Hassan Nasrallah in Beirut. That is quote unquote. Now, Chuck Carlson does tell us that the Debka file is the same Israeli organization that created the false terror alert in New York City this past week, as reported in the link from Haaretz, claiming radioactive dirty bombs were planted around the city. That's incredible, isn't it, folks? And that those lies wound their way into a GAO report that is downloadable. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley joins us at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Back. This is Mark Hancock, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Dale Crowley Jr. joins us at 8 o'clock this morning. Dale, of course, has his own website. I've mentioned it throughout the hour. It is www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. And when he comes on, we're going to talk about his book that you can buy through the American Free Press, and also about his experiences in recent years, including the termination of Dale's radio show up in the Washington, D.C. area. WFAX 1220 AM radio knocked Dale off the air, saying that there are certain things you can't talk about, particularly when it involves Israel and Zionism and Schofield Bible dispensationalism. That's not fair game to speak of when it comes to a Christian evangelist, according to those who have been trying to silence Dale Crowley. The good news is, folks, that if you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, we air these issues. If you're reading the American Free Press, you can read about those things. And when it comes to RBN, whether you're listening to me or to Mark Lynn or Michael Collins Piper or Hesham Talawi or Frank Whalen or any of the other fine guests who are hosts who work for this network, you can hear all issues examined from every angle. Yes, most of us have a bias, but we admit what it is, and we're not afraid to air the views of those on the other side who disagree with us. That is not the methodology, however, of the corporate media and the so-called Christian media, both print and electronic, that is controlled by these corporatist and Zionist forces. That's why it's also important to support the Republic Broadcasting Network, which you can do at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719, and give us your ongoing support. We need you, and we need you now. The American Free Press needs you, too. We need more subscribers for AFP. We need for people to help them with everything that they're doing to bring you the truth in newspaper form. As Mark Glenn has said, AFP is America's last real newspaper. We need to support them to the extent that we can, with gifts and with subscriptions and also buying the books. Chris Petherick told me the other day that AFP gets a tremendous amount of its income to continue publishing from their book division. And if you go to the book division, you'll see all kinds of wonderful things there, including the book that Dale Crowley has, which we'll talk about when he comes on the show. You can buy Mark Glenn's books there, Michael Collins Piper's books there, many other offerings there at AFP's book division. Whether you're buying a book or a subscription or just calling them to send some support their way, you can contact them at 1-888-699-NEWS. That is 1-888-699-NEWS. Ron Paul is the third leg in that triad. You need to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You need to support the American Free Press. You need to support Congressman Ron Paul in his run for the presidency, because there's nobody else out there who's doing the things that Ron is doing. That's abundantly clear. People left, right, and center are being attracted to his movement. Look at what he's doing online. Look at the contributions that are coming in and the way that this is driving corporate media absolutely crazy. We need to continue supporting Ron to the extent that we can. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Evangelist Dale Crowley Jr. joins me when we come back. Stay tuned.
With recent